Dear God, this is just to let you know that I'm breaking up with you. And I want you to know that this decision was not an easy one to make, but I feel it was best for both of us, for me. And no, it's not me, it's you. They say the truth will set you free, so I'm freeing myself from all your lies. And since you always talk about how just you are, I think it's only just that you just answer me this. Where's my baby sister? She was too young to feel pain, too young to meet death, too young to cause strain on my family and their friends. I was too young to feel lost, too young to hear cries, too young to see tears in my mother's eyes. They say, God is good, he is faithful. Well, where was this faithful God when my mom, who's faithful to the word, faithfully fell on her knees day in and day out? Our God who is in heaven, you're in heaven with your angels watching over us with a bag of popcorn, because for you, some of us are just a good movie with a pinch of salt. You betrayed me. You betrayed our trust, and I realized the foolishness of trusting in something you can't see, because you never really know when it's going to sneak up on you and take away the people you love the most. Hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. What kind of king claims to love his kingdom, kisses his kids with his invaluable breath, yet takes them from them, allowing evil to steal, kill, and destroy? It makes sense to me why Judas betrayed you with a kiss. That's how backstabbing works in the kingdom. Don't try to talk me out of this. I've already made up my mind. It's not your will that'll be done, it's mine. Give us this day our daily bread. Ask the kid on the street corner what that prayer means to him. He'll probably tell you a little bit about breadcrumbs and a whole lot of hopelessness, because for him, daily bread doesn't come every day. You talk about the blood of Jesus and the body of Christ, how it was freely given so you could freely receive life in its most abundant form, yet innocent kids are still dying of malnutrition, and that's because their breakfast times are their dinner times, and that's the only time that they'll see anything else besides poverty. And you still have the audacity to tell me, ask and it shall be given. You're a liar. You told me that forgiveness of trespasses strengthens relationships. And I know you're still punishing me for Eve's transgressions. But for how long do I have to see my mother's tears fall? How do you think it makes me feel to see her call those we call family and receive nothing at all? To see her suffer at the hands of those who are meant to make her happy all alone? And don't tell me everything happens for a reason when there are many families still together and I can't even look at my own. Lead us not into temptation. I struggle to pray with my eyes closed, because when I close my eyes, I see his. And I've often wondered if fairy godmothers exist, and if they do, how miserable do you have to be for them to hear your cries? How loud do I have to scream to silence my mother's pain? How many tears did I have to cry to quench my brother's thirst? Lord, how do you choose your soldiers? I won't ask you to deliver us from evil, because you created it, so you can have it all. The kingdom, the power, the glory, forever be still. Be still and know that I am God. I can't say I'm surprised. In fact, I saw this coming. I've seen the way you don't look at me the same anymore, the way you cancel our dates. Somewhere in between your busy life and worship of self, I've become a once-a-week thing, twice on Sunday thing, thrice in front of people thing, four times when you really need something thing. I see it in your eyes. I've seen the way your mind drifts when you're supposedly spending time with me. In fact, until today, I can't remember the last time we spoke longer than 1 minute and 20 seconds. What a bittersweet tragedy that the one time you're giving me quality time is to tell me we're out of time. So no, it's not me, it's you. You get on your knees and ask for my will to be done, yet you won't let me take the wheel. There's no room. There's no room for both you and me at the altar of your heart. There's no room for me to bless your family when you're heavily stuck on unforgiveness. There is no room for me to heal the pain of your past when you choose victimization. There is no room for me to give you this day your daily bread, from the breadcrumbs to the very breath your lungs thrive on. Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and everything that you need will be added unto you. That is, seek first my face before the works of my hands. That is, thirst first for me before the satisfaction I bring. That is, friends before benefits. That is, seek me. And if any man wishes to come after me, he must pick up his cross, deny himself, pick up his cross, and follow me. For those who wish to save their life will lose it, but those who lose their life for my sake shall find it. I need you to trust me. I need you to have some kind of faith in me, even if it's just the size of a mustard seed. That's all it took to part the Red Sea. I need you to have the faith of the blind men who fixed their blind eyes on an invisible God, saw me before their eyes could see. Seeing is believing is a lie. Believing is seeing. And if you feel your cross is too heavy for you to bear, remember Job. Stripped of everything that was true to him, his friends, his family, his wealth, his health. He came from a man with nothing to a man, yet he held on to me with blisters in his hands. Remember Abraham, Moses, Joshua. Do not be hard-pressed, for you're hard-pressed on every side, but not abandoned. You are persecuted, but not defeated. Remember the cross. Greater love hath no man than this, that a man will lay down his life for his friends. Brethren, the enemy is already defeated. Tell your brother the parable of the prodigal son. Tell him, my heart breaks each day the sun goes down without him coming back home. Tell him, my heart bleeds, wasted time. Tell him, I'm relentless in my pursuit of his heart. Tell him, I'm still waiting. Tell him, the only way to get back on his feet is to get on his knees. Tell him, I will not give up on him. Tell him, my grace surpasses bad decisions in any broken relationship. Tell him, I love him. You once asked me how I choose my soldiers. I needed you together in your mother's womb, molded you into a star. Stars are specifically designed to shine in the darkness. I do not make mistakes, so shine. Whatever was supposed to kill you didn't, and what doesn't kill you knows who you belong to. So tell your story. Use your story to uplift others. Do not be afraid. My grace is sufficient for you. My power is made perfect in your weakness. Therefore, boast in your weakness. Rejoice in your sufferings, difficulties, and persecutions. For when you are weak, then you are strong. Today, whatever you decide to do, if you still decide to walk away, meaning you're wondering, never wonder about my deep love for you. May you be aware that it's complete and unconditional. May you be aware that none of what you did yesterday, none of what you say today, and none of who you'll become tomorrow will ever change that. May you be aware that my son's death on the cross, the only life-giving death, was so you could experience all of my love for you. May you be aware that the kingdom, the power, the glory forever and ever mean nothing to me if I'm not gaining your heart. And may you be aware that your sister is happy and she's waiting right here for you. She's waiting. They're waiting. They're all waiting for you to come home. Thank you.